Blog Talk Radio.
Are you struggling to build your wealth? Well, wherever you are on the spectrum, today is your day. Let's get some tools, lean in, and grow together from our experts. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in to this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Master Motivator Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you ask some great questions on a Motivational Monday, and I feel the vibrations. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we will be going in today's broadcast. I will share with our Dynamo All-Star in-studio guest for about 40 minutes into today's programming. And then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments This always lends to a more interactive environment, which I absolutely love, the richness that comes out of your interaction. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time, don't be shy, don't be scared, try right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are talking about money matters, and today we have two all-stars in our studio sharing with us. And I want you to know that the virtual boardroom is going to be rich. If you don't already have your pens, notepads, laptops, desktops, smartphones with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness that will be shared, you better grab it. But before we bring in our all-star duo team, we're going to just take a quick moment to ask you to support us real quickly. We want you to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow your social media juices to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a quick tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send an email, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon. Oh, my gosh, woo, I think you get it. Bottom line, do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share with you and join you for today's broadcast to receive the richness that will be shared. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Well, it's that time. We're going to bring in our all-star dual team. The real, not the fake, but the real. I keep teasing them about this because I love it. The real money coaches, the real money coach. And we're going to be talking about smart money goals. I have the pleasure of bringing in Mr. Tony Jackson himself. Now, when I tell you, talking about some all-stars in the room with us today, Tony Jackson began his career as an accounting supervisor at a major insurance company prior to being selected to pursue agency ownership. As a financial service professional, he has experienced great success, including various state, regional, and national awards, including Chairman's Circle and President's Club. Pretty prestigious, if I don't say so myself. Tony has served in many industry leadership positions, including his current role as an area marketing director with Financial Security. He is a highly sought-after presenter and trainer. Over his 20-year career, his client base and audience has ranged from millennials to seniors, middle class to millionaires, individuals to business owners, you name it. He's going to assist you with it. He is truly a client-focused advisor with a track record of great success. Give a warm virtual boardroom round of applause to Mr. Drumroll, please, Tony Jackson. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Coach Adams. How are you?
I am Sabu, sir. How are you?
Likewise. Thank you for that kind introduction. I love the energy. I love Motivational Mondays. This is an awesome show and platform. Thank you for the invitation. I am so excited about being here with you tonight.
You know what, Tony? It is so great to have you, and we're going to bring in your counterpart in just a moment. And, you know, I just like to give my guests the opportunity to learn a little different side of who is sharing in the virtual boardroom with us. And so I love asking this question. If you were to say who Tony Jackson is, beyond your bio and what I've shared, and of course there's so much more that could have been spoken, who would you say that he is?
Wow, that's a great question. You know, the first thing is you know, it really came to my mind. The first thing is a husband, a father, and a grandfather. you know, really a child of God. You know, those are the things that are really, really important. You know, the relationships that are most close to us. And so when I think of myself, that's what I think of mostly, is just being, you know, a father and a husband and grandfather. You know, professionally, you know, I just, you know, just to be a person who knows their craft, knows their what they're doing, has a heart and passion for people. That's really what, you know, I would say that I'd want to be known for. It's interesting. It's almost like that exercise that you do with Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It's like, what would you want people to say about you? And that's a very interesting question. So I love that. But for me, yeah, husband, father, grandfather, and then professional, you know, that cares about people. And so that's for me, that would be it.
I love it. And I'm very familiar with Stephen Covey. As a matter of fact, I do a class on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So you're referring to begin with the end in mind. It's so important to, you know, kind of establish what do we want people to say about us when it's all said and done. I love the ad that you brought with what was already spoken around your bio. And again, there's always so much more, and some of that may come out as we're sharing. Now, you have this amazing partnership with someone that I know personally, and I'm really excited to hear, and you're going to bring him in. Oh my gosh, he is like a dynamo in his own right. Who is this gentleman waiting in the wings?
Wow. You know, and really that's interesting, because he actually introduced us, and you know, the person that my partner that we work with very closely, with the Real Money Coach, and he is a connector, as you well know. He is a connector, and I often tell Marlon Smith this, is that his gift, he has such a gift at connecting people, and not only that, but just recognizing these connections that he could put people together and they could create, you know, synergy and do awesome things. And so my business partner, my friend, is no other than Marlon Smith. Marlon went to the University of Virginia. They can study engineering. But what Marlon is most well known for is just being an international motivational speaker. And I think, you know, he's been in business going on now maybe 29 years, spoken in, you know, 45 states, 18 countries. He's lived in South Africa and ran a big organization there. He's part of the Tony Robbins Global Leadership Summit. I think he's been the leading presenter for maybe 19 or 20 years. Through Marlon, I've met people like Les Brown and Coach Adams and others, and he's run his own business, Success by Choice, like I mentioned, for 18 years. But for me, what Marlon really is a guy with a big heart. That he has a big heart. I agree with that, Tony. Always looking at the positive side of things. And I told Marlon that one of the things I have so impressed about him is that he never gives up on people. I mean, he never gives up on people. And so he is just all of that, man. He's all of that. So let's bring on the man himself, Mr. Marlon Smith. Marlon.
Wow. Yes, and the crowd goes wild. Hi, Marlon.
thank you both. I'm just feeling so blessed. And for our listeners, you know, my goodness, you know, to have people speak highly of you, I mean, that's really priceless. So I just want to say thank you, Tony. Thank you, Coach Adams. Just very grateful to be here.
Wonderful to have you both. And, of course, Marlon, you know I can't have Tony playing my sandbox about off the page of the bio if he was to say who he was, who he is. So I have to ask you the same question, because we can only touch on a few areas. So if someone was to say, well, who is Marlon Smith? Who would you say that he is?
Great question. Marlon Smith is a man on a mission. someone who really is striving to leave a mark in this world, understanding that, you know, very sensitive, very sincere, and continues to learn from mistakes, continues to learn from trials and tribulations. I think that's, as I've, you know, have grown and experienced more of life, I've come to realize when it really comes down to it, I am one that is very, very sincere and always striving to learn lessons. And it's in my challenges, it's in my trials and tribulations that I grow. And so I just am really grateful. And that's who I really am. I'm just, you know, Mr. Grateful. So I'm just thankful to be on. And looking
I
forward
love
to.
I love it. I didn't mean to cut you off. I so apologize about that. You know, I am so intrigued for our global listening audience to get a sense of how did this partnership come together? You, Martin, of course, being who you are and a connector, and, of course, Tony being who he is and his area of expertise. How did this partnership of the Real Money Coach University come together?
Well, if I could jump in, I just feel very grateful. Tony Jackson is truly a, he's a man of integrity, and how I believe it came together from my perspective, as Tony said, I've traveled, I've given presentations in 45 states, 18 countries, and I'm, you know, lead presenter for Tony Robbins Global Youth Leadership Summit. And in my travels, Coach Adams, and I know you're phenomenal, you know, as you consult. You do coaching, you speak, you train. You know, one of the things that I've come to realize is that, through God's grace and his gifting, I can wow an audience. And I'll never forget, I was facilitating Tony Robbins Global Youth Leadership Summit in San Diego. And on day five, I had 10 young people stand up and I said, "How are you feeling?" And all 10 said, "Oh, I feel great. This has transformed my life." And then I asked, you know, "Are you excited about going home?" And I would say 9 out of the 10 said, "I don't want to go home." And I was really convicted, really felt like, you know, when you unpeel that onion, you know, there's fighting in the family, there's financial issues. And I just said, "God, help me. You know, I want to have a greater impact." And I think we can all of your listeners and the three of us can really agree that, you know, money, you know, boy, you know, we can put a man, a woman up on the moon, but yet here on Mother Earth, you know, a lot of people are struggling when it comes to their money. And so I just, and, you know, as God would have it, you know, I was introduced to Tony through a friend of a friend. And, you know, it was wonderful, you know. So I look at Tony as like an answered prayer, you know. And, you know, we've just been, you know, rolling with, we both have a similar heart to really make a positive difference. And to share, and that's what I'm excited about, you know, tonight's program is, you know, we're going to be talking about, you know, really smart money, legacy wealth, you know, and how to make this year, 2021, special, you know. So that's my perspective of, you know, how we came together. Again, it was a friend of a friend. And for those of you listening, you know, just realize, you know, God has a blessing for you. There's a greater purpose for each one of you listening. It's not by luck or chance that you're tuned in to this Motivational Monday. So we're going to get into this. So that's how we met.
I love it, and I'm with you. Oh, go ahead. Yes, go, Tony.
No, I was saying from my perspective, you know, I think it was definitely God and, you know, how he orchestrated it. I mean, because the friend of the friend who introduced us, I mean, I wasn't even, I think we met at lunch, right? We met at lunch, and I was like, I guess I'll go, you know, type of thing. But, you know, lo and behold, here we are, you know, Marlon and I, when we worked so closely together, but it was really just kind of a answer for both of our prayers, I think. And so for me, I think it was all orchestrated by God, and he used the right people at the right time to introduce us, and our relationship has continued to grow. in terms of how we work together and trust each other. But specifically, you know, as it relates to the Real Money Coach, I mean, this was birthed really out of COVID-19. Marlon and I had been working together for a couple years. And when the whole thing came, COVID-19, the stock market was going down and people were, you know, calling, had questions, and, you know, what's going to happen with my money that's invested and et cetera. And I said, Mark, we ought to have a town hall meeting where we can invite our customers, people we work with, onto a Facebook Live, and let's just give them the information. Let's have a couple outside experts come on so that they just give them some ease, some peace as we're going through this. And we did that on April 2nd of 2020 on a Thursday evening at 8 p.m., and we have not stopped. We didn't have one for Thanksgiving because we usually do Thursday evenings. And so that's really what birthed the Real Money Coach. And from there, it has just been a great, great ride for the last 8 months at just bringing this information out to people and taking Marlon's experience, my experience, and just doing all we can to pour out to anyone who wants to tune in.
You know, I love that, and I think it's so important because you both touched on already just great richness has been shared in that you were individually doing and fulfilling your missions and your purposes and came together through a friend of a friend. And I highlight that simply for those that are listening in. You never know who is in your circle. And they both are powerhouses in their own right, and they came together in the partnership. And I often think about God's word when he speaks about partnership, that one can set 1,000 in flight, but two can set 10,000. So more happens in a partnership. And I'm excited that we're coming together today to talk about smart money goals because, Marlon, as you mentioned, and you touched on it as well, Tony, you know, this year for many, not for all, but this year has been, I like to say, a different year. It's been a different year, whatever that equates to for you, it's been a different year. And so my heart was that wherever you are in this different year, that we would give you some thoughts to process around as you go into this new year of 2021. And so, Marlon, share with us concept of SMART. You know, I'm familiar with SMART goals, but I want to hear your point of view on SMART goals and lead into the conversation we're going to have. And how does that relate to SMART money goals? How does this connect for us?
Thanks, Coach Adams. I think one of the things, first of all, I want to thank the listeners. You know, time is our most precious value. I mean, it's our most precious commodity. And one of the things that when we talk about, I want you to really hear my heart. There's greatness within each one of you listening. Yes, 2020 has definitely turned things upside down, but you're still standing. You're still here. There's breath in you. That means you have more to do. And with that being shared, how do we make this? And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is not just 2021. How about we make the 2020s, this decade, we have another 9 years. How about if we make this decade the best decade ever? Okay, well, how do you do that? Well, you know, we talk about smart money goals. And, you know, we'll unpack it. But let's first talk about smart goals. S-M-A-R-T. S-M-A-R-T. Smart. You know, it's one thing to have a dream and, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. Well, how do you turn a dream into a goal? This acronym SMART is really powerful. So I want you, for those of you that are in position, you can, you know, take out your notepad or your pen, your pencil, and write down S-M-A-R-T. S stands for specific. You know, it's like a light bulb. A light bulb, when you radiate that light bulb 360 degrees, you focus that light bulb, same light bulb, into a laser, it can penetrate a wall. So the value of specific is you have laser focus. You have laser focus. So S is specific. M is measurable. it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, I want to, you know, make some more money and, you know, this and that. But, well, what's the game plan? What specific amount? If I give you, you say you want to make more money, you want to receive more money, I give you a dollar, okay, you receive more money. But what is the measurable goal? Got to be, you know, in addition to being specific, it's got to be something that can be measured, right? And so, and then after measurable, the next is attainable. Attainable, what does that mean? That means it's possible. Now, you know, we're people of faith. You know, Coach Adams, Tony and I, right? We believe God's word is power. And so when we talk about attainable, it's really you believing, because C plus B equals A, what you conceive in your mind, you believe in your heart, you will achieve. So attainable, right? It's possible. And then after that, relevant. I love relevant because, you know, your goal should be in alignment with your mission. And, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know if we have time tonight, but, you know, we can talk about, you know, unpacking your mission statement for your life. But relevant. Meaning that, you know, it should be relevant. It should wake you up. It should get you excited. It should get you pumped up, right? You know, do what you love. The money will follow. So relevant to the core of who you are. There are gifts and talents in you. And I believe you have a purpose to fulfill on this earth. And then last is time bound. What is the time? By when will you achieve this goal? See, now it becomes real. Now it becomes something, okay, hey, there's a timeline, right? Power. So again, in just recap, SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound or time-oriented, right? So that's what it is, Coach Adams.
I love it. You know, one of the things that I want us to kind of dig into is this subject of SMART money goals. Where do we go with now this understanding of the acronym of SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, related, relevant, and time-bound? Where do we go from there with understanding that as it relates to my money goals?
Well, Coach Adams, and that's where really the rubber hits the road, as they say, is when we look at those SMART goals, and as we look at those goals, and now let's relate them, let's get goals that have to do with our money. And when we teach a lot of our seminars, our 8-week seminars, we really divide it in two things. We divide it into, okay, we're going to play offense and we're going to play defense. And we start off playing by defense. And what we mean by defense is protecting the things we have, being on defense and correcting things. So when we think about SMART money goals, we think about things like, first of all, we have to deal with our mindset. You know, we have to deal with our mindset. So you said, okay, how can we be specific? How can it be measurable? How can it be attainable and relevant and all those things? And it's even like reading. You know, one of the SMART money goals we could have is that I'm going to increase my financial IQ by reading one book a quarter about money or about budgeting or about saving or about retiring. And so we can take and just work on our mindset, our financial psychology, what we think as it relates to money. And then one is budgeting. I think budgeting, or what we like to say when we teach it, is having a spending plan. And, of course, that is where you're really laying out some specifics in terms of what you're going to spend, how you're going to spend. And one of the things I really want people to think about is this. I want them to think about your savings. You know, how much are you saving out of what you're making? Because your savings will save you. And there's a lot of people that have experienced that with what has happened in 2020. It's their savings that has saved them and allowed them to get through this, or to get through and have another dream or another business birth, or to get through the hard time. It's been their savings. So your savings can save you. But as we know that most people just aren't saving enough. And so can you have a specific savings goal? You know, can it be attainable? And a lot of times when we're doing even our 8-week coaching program, you know, our goal is to save, is for you to save X amount of dollars in the next 8 weeks. And so now it becomes something that's actually specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's relevant, and it's got a time limit on it. And so what's your savings goal for 2021? What is your budgeting goals? What about your debt? That's another one. You know, do you want to reduce your debt? What is realistic when it comes to reducing your debt? What method will you use? These are all things that you can sit down and you can have your goals set in this, what we call the defensive part of the year, the defensive part of your planning is, you know, what's going to be my debt elimination? How much of my debt? And again, it needs to be relevant and it needs to be realistic and it needs to be something that you can obtain. And then, you know, a big one for everyone is that old credit score, right? And so a lot of people through this COVID-19, their credit scores have taken a hit. A lot of people's credit scores have gone up. You're spending less. You know, that's one of the things that came out with a study that said that people are actually saving more money during COVID because of the shutdown, because they couldn't go anywhere. They weren't spending the same amount of money that they were spending before. And so when we look at those things, it's actually sitting down and actually taking the time to make some goals, some smart money goals. And we always say this, you got to have a date with your money. You got to put it on the calendar. You got to put a date on the calendar. Hey, listen, I go out with my money. I have a date with my money every Friday night at this time where I can sit down and I look at my finances and look at those types of things. So those are some of the things that I think people need to be thinking about when we're thinking about smart money goals, especially going into 2021.
You know, Tony, I so love that. Have a date with your money, because in a time such as this, and regardless of where people are on the spectrum, as I shared in the open, your situation may not be that you're struggling. You may be really thriving right now, whereas someone else is in a crisis. And so there's this wide range of where people can fall. But regardless of where you are, it is so important to have a date with your money. We can't put our heads in the sand like the ostrich. We have to really be aware of where we are and locate ourselves. And speaking of locating ourselves, and this is for either yourself or for Marlon. So we know that people are on different ends of the spectrum because everyone's processing through this journey differently. What would be something that would be kind of a universal approach? We've talked about our SMART goals, that an individual, regardless if they're in a crisis or if they're thriving and they're working on building their next level of wealth, where can they start in some of those areas that you mentioned? What would be a good starting point?
Well, you know, one thing I think is really, as Tony said, you know, we launched the Real Money Coach virtual town hall every Thursday at 8 p.m. And I tell you, you know, we have a YouTube channel. It is, you know, you can go YouTube.com and The Real Money Coach. The videos there are just phenomenal. We've had industry experts, you know, from, you know, estate planning to budgeting to credit. And so I, you know, that's one place to start. The other thing, Coach Adams, that I think is so important is the fact that
Marlon, if I may, sir, I apologize. Before you go on, can you give the contact info again of where they would go? Because I don't want anyone to miss this great resource that you're giving. I want to make sure they were able to capture it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, they can, you know, YouTube, what's YouTube.com, and they can type in this in the search, you know, box, The Real Money Coach. The Real Money Coach. We have our own YouTube channel. So I think that would be a phenomenal place for people to educate themselves. And then one of the things, because, as Tony mentioned, there was so much fear around when, you know, COVID-19, especially in March and the mandatory stay-at-home orders, there was a lot of fear around the whole volatility of the stock market. What really, you know, Tony and I, we are givers and we wanted to be a blessing. And so we came together and we co-authored a ebook called Recession Proof Your Retirement, right? Recession Proof Your Retirement. And so that's complimentary.
That.
Yes, thank you. And so, you know, for those that are listening and they would like to receive their, you know, complimentary copy, they can send an email to info@therealmoneycoach.com. So, again, that's info@therealmoneycoach.com. And we'll email them out the, you know, this ebook that's been phenomenal. It's really engaging. And it really, you know, takes some complex topics and really simplifies it. And so I think your listeners would definitely receive value in receiving that complimentary ebook.
I love it. And thank you for giving such great resources, because the reality is this. We're not going to resolve it all today. We're going to have you to come back. But we wanted to just simply give some clear nuggets, a strategy that individuals could kind of process around as they're preparing to move into, I mean, literally in days, we're going to be saying Happy New Year to 2021. And Marlon, I must say, I love that you said, let's stop looking at and thinking about each year. You know, when I started last year, I was in Texas and I was at a service with Bishop T.D. Jakes. And I love that Bishop T.D. Jakes said, stop focusing on the year. Look at the decade. Because, and no one knew what we were about to embark upon with regards to this year and all of what we have had to face. I mean, not only a health crisis and the pandemic, but yet in addition to that, social unrest, the most contentious political season ever, and many are struggling financially. Not all, but many are. Millions on unemployment and all of that. So I love what you said, Marlon, early on, that it's about decade. So you have to get beyond and shift your thinking beyond. Make that paradigm. It's not from year to year, but start planning. What is this next decade going to look like for me? And speaking of that, what is something that people can do with the resources and tools that you have available to begin to look at and change their mind on this year-based to decade-based?
Well, I think that's where we're planning, and I love, you know, how Marlon unpacked that in terms of, you know, this is just a blip. You know, this is just 1 year out of the next decade, and the decade is just one part of the century, right? And so we have to begin to think beyond even ourselves. I think it becomes a thing of unselfish thinking. And rather than thinking about what I'm going to get and what is in it for me, but what's in it for the next generation or even the generation after that. The Bible is true in that a wise man gives an inheritance for his children's children. That's generational thinking. And I think we have to move to start to think about generations instead of just planning for the here and now, just planning for 2021. Let's start thinking about what can we do to create generational wealth. You know, generational wealth that goes, that spans from one generation to the next. And, you know, Coach Adams, you said something, and I couldn't help but think about this. You asked the question, what can we all do? And I just want to say this to our people, God's people, everyone that's listening, is sometimes we take things for granted. And I received an article today, and I'm kind of date myself here, right? I remember the group Houdini. I remember the rap group Houdini. And as you know, one of the members of Houdini just recently passed. And they have had to start a GoFundMe in order to cover his funeral expenses. And when you think about maybe all of the millions of dollars that they've made over the years, and we didn't have that one simple part of the financial footprint done, and that's just to even have basic life insurance. And, you know, a GoFundMe account is not insurance. It's modern day, here's the fish dinner, here's the chicken fry, in order to raise money to put one of our loved ones away. And if we've never been faced with the reality of our mortality, turn on the news and see how many people have lost their life due to COVID. Turn on the news and see about the Breonna Taylors and the George and all those people and Aubrey and all those folks who lost their life, as well as, you know, as well as all the other things. And if we've never realized this before now, that is one basic thing that all of us can take care of. I mean, from, you know, simple term, inexpensive to, you know, elaborate types of policies. But that is something that we all can do. And I just want to encourage people, if you don't have that piece done, you need to look into it. And if you don't know where to go, again, hit us at info@therealmoneycoach. We can walk you through it. We can help you, because it's just so important, because no man knows the time nor hour. And so let's be prepared.
Mm-hmm. And I love what you stated, Tony. It is about being prepared. And yes, Marlon, go for it.
Yeah, I really just want to piggyback on what Tony just shared, because it is, you know, so many of us have to really look at, you know, life insurance as there's a statistic, a report was done, research, where they said 68% of wealth transfer percent, almost 7 out of 10 of wealth transfer for families is in the form of life insurance. I mean, just think about that. All of us, ain't none of us getting out of this life alive, right? And so my point is, you know, it's a mindset. And, you know, one of the things that you really, you know, Tony is a master, and our team, we've got a team of CFEI, Certified Financial Education Instructors. And, you know, come to find out, when you study success, when you study wealth, you know, a lot of successful business owners, you know, Ray Kroc used, you know, cash value life insurance to buy out the McDonald brothers. Walt Disney used cash value life insurance to, you know, start Disneyland. James Cash Penny, also known as J.C. Penny, used cash value life insurance. And I can go on and on. So again, you know, when Tony says, you know, feel free, any of your listeners, you know, would love to receive just a complimentary, no obligation, coaching call, you know, with one of our team members. So if you want to request Tony or request me, you know, we're here for you. And the reason I bring that up is because, listen, it's time for us to take off the mask. You know, most people are suffering in quiet desperation when it comes to their money. I get it. Many people are bling bling and they look like, but behind closed doors, there's a crisis and there's no shame. You know, I've had tens of thousands of dollars pass through my hands, and I'm like, where is it? Boy, if I had only – and here's the litmus question, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Coach Adam. You know, for our listeners, answer this question. If you had known what you know now, back then, how would your life be different? Woo! Come on, somebody. I'm talking to myself. Because
that's
real talk. Yes. Yes. And so, you know, we can't cry over spilt milk. You know, what's happened in the past has happened. But that's why, you know, the Real Money Coach, and this is our ministry. This is our passion. This is what we're doing. And we have priceless stories of families and business owners and students.
Absolutely.
And, man, just had their lives, the trajectory. Because, again, we're just sharing what success leaves footprints. Right? And, you know, you talked about Stephen Covey, yeah, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. I mean, you really unpack that book. It, you know, it's principle-based. So just like money, it's principle. There are laws that govern money. So anyways, I you know, you got me excited, so I'm going to be quiet.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. But, you know, I think that this would be a great point because we have shared such a richness and wealth of information that let's go to the lines and see if any of our listening audience wants to ask a question, wants to chime in. Of course, we have to have you back because, as we stated, we can only cover so much in this brief time. We wanted to give you at least some tools that you can leave the line today and feel empowered, like, yes, I got some more tools in my toolbox. I got some other things to think about, be it the SMART goals, be it life insurance. And I love what you just shared. This is so powerful, Marlon, that you just shared that through life insurance, cash value life insurance, that JCPenney's and Walt Disney's and all of who you named, and you said you could name others, that they were able to leverage that. And I know living benefits is great and huge right now for individuals that have struggled. You know, many may be affected by COVID, but people are dying for other reasons in this season as well. People are struggling that have nothing to do with COVID, that one major health issue can kind of take you out financially because of the cost of that. So if you want that insight, you want to definitely get in touch with the Real Money Coach team, and we'll give their information one more time, and then we're going to let you ask a question. So how will they get in touch with you again?
So again, they can email us at info@therealmoneycoach.com. info@therealmoneycoach.com. And Coach Adams, you're so right. The living benefits, you know, when we sit down and we're talking to someone about financial wellness, we're like, you know, there are some exposures that we have that really need to be looked at, you know, and some of them have to do with stock market protection. Some of them have to do with protecting ourselves from income taxes, you know, from the medical cost thing. There's 40% of our foreclosures and 60% of our bankruptcies were due to some type of major medical crisis. And that doesn't even count, you know, protecting your assets as you age. And then, of course, you know, we've talked a lot about legacy and that type of thing. And then also, you know, a legal protection or estate planning. Because I think, I tell people all the time, is why do all these things? Why go and have streams of income and have assets and do all these other things and then leave that last piece undone, which is the estate planning? And we know there's examples over and over again. We see them each year where you have well-known celebrities that have died and Lord has called them home, and there's no will. There's not even a basic will in place. And so those are important things. So why accumulate all these assets and spend all this great time and get this information and then leave it up to the state of California or the state of North Carolina to decide what happens to your belongings? And so we think that's just an important part of it, too. And I just wanted to mention that. But, again, info@therealmoneycoach.com. And we'll be more than happy to do everything that we can to accommodate you and point you in the right direction and all those types of things.
You know, what I love is that there are so many different facets to this issue of money matters. There's so many different layers and so many different components. And what I love is that you've shared and given us some thoughts to process around. I trust that our audience, you're not feeling overwhelmed by it, but that it has truly stimulated thoughts. And wherever you are, again, wherever you are on the spectrum, there's a product that can support you right where you are, right where you are. And it's about starting right where you are, being real with where you are, that transparency with a trusted team that can really support you in moving to the next level and whatever that looks like for you. If you're not in the crisis, great. If you're looking to do the wealth building, wonderful, and anywhere in between. But I'm excited to open the lines and just really see if any of our audience wants to ask a question or make a comment. This is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to pick up the phone and dial in. You can't just press 1 on your electronic device. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We would love to hear from you. You know, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. And if someone goes into the queue, I'll be aware of that. But meanwhile, I really want for each of you to share just a nugget of the greatest wisdom that you have gleaned in your lives to date around this subject of money matters and something key that you would like for our audience to know. Whoever wants to jump in first.
I'll jump in first. You know, when you were asking that, Coach Adams, I was like, man, how do I pick just one? How do I pick just one? And that's very,
I knew it would be hard,
difficult.
Tony. I knew it.
But let me drop this little nugget. And it was something that was said, and it just stuck to me. And I've used it ever since. And that's the statement that wealthy people stay wealthy by acting poor. And poor people stay poor by acting wealthy.
Ooh, that's another heater. That's fire right there. That is so fire. Mm.
So wealthy people stay wealthy by acting poor. They don't wear their wealth. They don't drive it. You don't even know they have it. And then poor people stay poor by acting wealthy. They are the ones that are driving the fanciest cars, the name brand this, the name brand that, to look like they're winning when they're not really winning. And that's something that was told to me by one of our mentors, Dr. George C. Frazier. And ever since I heard that, it just has stuck with me, that one statement. And so I guess if I'm narrowing it down to one for this moment, that's the one that I'm narrowing it down to.
And that's a great one. That is very powerful. I love that because it really helps you to put a face on it, because truly, the millionaire next door, you don't realize that they're the millionaire next door because, like you said, they're not wearing it, they're not driving it, and not to say that they don't have, you know, nice things and what have you, but it's all in the right context. Unlike those that are trying to impress, you know, we've heard the term, you know, we're trying to impress the Joneses and, you know, and all of that, and so I love that. That's very powerful. Mr. Speaker extraordinaire, international guru of all things motivational and all of that, what insight does Marlon Smith have?
Yes, yes. Thanks, Coach Adams. And, Tony, that's phenomenal what you just shared. What I would say is, listen, for those listeners, I want you to understand, you are rich right now. You see, it's a mindset. And, you know, I studied electrical engineering in school, so, you know, I'm very analytical. You can look at the muscles around your eyes are the strongest muscles in your body? I mean, your mind is the greatest computer on the face of this earth. And so what I'm saying that because I want you to start off from an abundant mindset. Yes, I get it. You're not where you want to be. But thank God you're not where you used to be. And so we're going to start off with, you know, I am, you know, what was it? Was it $6 Million Man? Did you guys remember that TV show back in the day?
You know,
Yeah, you know, and they rebuilt him and all that. I mean, you're the bionic man. You're the bionic woman. And so I want us to understand that there is greatness within you. And to be very honest, to be very transparent, you know, you heard, you know, Coach Adams talk about The Millionaire Next Door. That book transformed my life because I realized true millionaires, they live below their means, okay? But again, here's the thing. We've been conditioned, right? We're living in the matrix. We are being just, I mean, bombarded with advertisers and advertisement. And so we have become basically conditioned in the matrix to be consumers. And so that's why you have people borrowing money that they don't have to buy things that they don't need to impress people who really don't care. Let that sink in. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted, you know, in closing for me, I just wanted each one of us to understand this. One of three things are going to happen to everyone listening. One of three things. Either you're going to die too early, you're going to live too long, or you're going to get sick. Let's break it down. Die too early. As Tony mentioned, I think it's over 330,000 Americans have died because of COVID-19 in 2020. And personally speaking, you know, this really hits home. You know, two of my brother Sean, 2 years younger than me, died February 2009. My brother Greg, 8 years younger than me, died September 2009. Die too early. Tomorrow's not promised. Number two, live too long. Some of you right now, well, Marlon, yeah, I want to live in my golden years. Okay, I get that. I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
But did you know that the number one fear of most retirees is outliving their money? That's the number one fear.
Yeah.
Living their money. And then the last one is Tony, get sick. 40% of all foreclosures and 60% of all bankruptcies are caused by unpaid medical bills. They had medical insurance, health insurance, but yet it was just so much. So my point is in closing is that, you know, what we're talking about, we've got solutions to help you if one of those three things happen, because one of those three will happen. So again, email us info@therealmoneycoach.com and get your complimentary recession proof, your retirement ebook. And, you know, and definitely check us out on YouTube at The Real Money Coach.
I love it. Wow, such a robust richness that was shared today on Money Matters. And I love the smart money goals that you've given us, just those various areas in which you've both taken us on a journey and given us things to think about in the process around, along with the various resources and tools that you have shared. Thank you both so very much. We're in this time where we're wrapping up today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want to continue this conversation. Maybe you didn't ask a question live, but you have some things pressing on your heart. You have subjects that you would like to see discussed around money matters. We definitely have to have our money, the real money coaches back to share that with us in the future, and we'll definitely share with you what that looks like. But we have our Facebook Motivational Mondays form that's an open group. It's available for you. All are welcome. So we encourage you to interface with us there. Of course, for our regular listeners, you know how to reach your Coach Adams, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you can simply give our team a call at 310-289-2101. Because, again, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment simply flies by. As Marlon Smith said, your time is your greatest commodity. It's very valued. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. Next week, we launch our series, Health and Wellness. I'm so excited about it. Every first Monday is our Health and Wellness series, where we're going to be focused on mind, body, and soul. You don't want to miss our next installment. And, of course, you know Coach Adams has a host of resources available for you, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, mastermind, speaking, teaching, and training. So give our team a call, admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give us a call, 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in. We leave you with this. I coach and you win.